Speaking of Cersei, we did get our Thrones was back last night.
I may have been the only person in America not watching.
So, but do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do not.
Okay.
So, and I guess the whole reason is that I'm a huge fan of watching a show that's already done.
So you want to binge it?
I want to binge it. I don't want to wait a week for the episode. I got so many Snapchats yesterday about that. Like, I can't believe I have to wait another week to watch another episode. I couldn't do it.
I really like Game of Thrones. I do think the hoopla about Thrones exceeds how good the show actually is, if that makes sense. Now, I don't know. You wouldn't be able to answer that because you didn't see. Like, I think the show, don't get me wrong, like, I really enjoy it. I was fired up. But I think it's one of those shows that has become a part of culture.
Yes.
Which kind of has it take a life of its own on. But I think that's the fact that it's become a part of culture tells you how good the show is.
Though. Because now I have to, like, engraved in my head that I have to start this and I have to watch it. So now I'm going in with extremely high expectations.
Yeah. And I mean, it's good. It's a really good show.
Okay.
But, and the fact that it has become a part of just not just like TV culture, it's like a part of culture in general.
Yes.
You know, it shows you how good it is, mm-hmm. you know? And so there's only like what, there's five or six more episodes and then it's all gonna be done. You can get your binge on. Right.
Right. Exactly.
So just patience.
Yep.
Use 5 or 6 more weeks or whatever. And then you can dive into it. Okay.
I'm ready.
Then you can dive into it. We're going to talk to Schaefer here in a little over 10 minutes. I the big news this weekend, locally, I thought the news around Fred Hoiberg landing Gervais Green, the junior college stud, massively important. Like, I can't express how huge of a pickup that is. He was committed to Nebraska. But then when Miles was fired, there was maybe a little bit of, okay, what's going to happen? Is he actually going to stay committed and locked in? And during that time, guess who came swooping in? Kansas and Oregon were coming swooping in to talk to this guy. So Bill Self and Dana Altman were coming in to talk to this guy, Gervais Green. So there was a little bit of concern that he was going to get pulled away potentially. But he is recommitting to Nebraska with Fred Hoiberg. And the guy is, I hear amazing things about this dude. He was a second-team JUCO All-American. He averaged almost 24 a game, shot 39% from three. What I love about it, he made 54% of his shots from the field. Usually when I think of JUCO scores, you think of just volume gunners. You know what I mean? Like guys that their shot selection is like, what? What is that shot? A step back 28 footer? Like, what are you doing? But he shot 54% from the floor. And he averaged five rebounds and five assists. So like, I think you can mark it down right here. Nebraska's leading scorer next year, Gervais Green. That's my prediction.
And to shoot 50% as a guard?
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're getting to the rack. You're finishing. You're getting like, that's hard to do. It's one thing to shoot 58% from the floor when you're Kendrick Perkins or something like that.
Exactly.
You know, like, or you're a true center or forward, and you're not taking shots outside of 5 feet. Like, he's taking a lot of jumpers. He's getting to the basket. That's impressive. I just, of everybody that I trust in the college basketball world recruiting, where I'll reach out to some people, go, hey, keep it real. Is this guy good? He's, what do you think? And they're all like, Gervais Green? Oh, man. Big time player. So that's an important pickup for Tim Miles. I mean, ultimately, or it's for Fred Hoiberg. You're going to need to... really flip that roster. I mean, if you want to play fast and you want to shoot a bunch of threes, you better have an abundance of good guards. And Gervais Green, it's a big pickup. It's a really, really big pickup for Fred Hoiberg. Thought of all the things that happened in the world of Nebraska athletics over the weekend, I'm not so sure that wasn't the most impactful, other than the fact that guys stayed healthy in the spring game, you know? Like, that is huge as well. There was a lot that happened, too, in the NBA playoffs this weekend that was... It was weird. It was Saturday was like upset Saturday, and then Sunday was like blowout Sunday, where, you know, Houston blew out Utah and Milwaukee blew out Detroit. Indiana, Georgia's Pacers scored 74 points.
Bruh.
It's 74 points in an NBA game. Is that equivalent to scoring like 52 points in a college game? Like, that's really not scoring a lot.
It got to the point. It was like, whatever Tiger shoots, are the Pacers going to eclipse that number?
Yeah, right. that's a good comparison to make there. That's funny. But it was pretty remarkable to see Philly get punked on their home floor by Brooklyn. And then you had everything that happened with Amir Johnson and his cell phone on the bench, where he had his cell phone out and him and Joel Embiid were looking at it. And now I will say, if the story from Amir Johnson that his daughter is sick and that he was kind of just pulling up the text message to check on his daughter, then, you know, you kind of go, I get it, you know? And so you don't kind of know what to make of it. And that's the hard part about, like, you see something, you don't know what the context is behind it. But nevertheless, it's a bad look considering the fact they're getting run off the floor by the Brooklyn Nets. And so now, big, you know, need an answer if you're Brooklyn. And then Toronto loses at home to the Magic. And you kind of just go, it's like, Toronto just seems like cursed. Like, good regular season team, playoffs come, just fall apart. And Kyle Lowry, what, he went 0 for 7?
Unreal.
Ooh, boy.
Unreal.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Coming up next, let's get back into Nebraska spring football. Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports. What did he see during the spring game? We'll ask Schaefer next.